There are no bats in this year's Oscar nominations. We're going to have to wait until later this year for the big Batman versus Superman movie. But there are lots of other films to talk about, and joining us to discuss them are our film reviewer, Bob Mondello, and Linda Holmes, who writes for the NPR pop culture blog, Monkey See. Welcome to both of you.
Good to be here.
Thanks, Ari.
Let's first talk about who the big winners were. Linda Holmes, The Revenant, comes away with 12 nominations, most of any film.
Yes, that means now I have to see it, which I've been putting off, I must admit. That one, and also Mad Max Fury Road, which has got a whole bunch of nominations and is a tremendously fun movie.
Well, and The Martian, which we both loved.
Yeah, that's right.
That one's just great. But those are big pictures already.
Let's listen to a little bit of The Martian.
So, I got to figure out a way to grow 3 years' worth of food here on a planet where nothing grows.
These are movies that a lot of people saw. We're not talking about nominations for teeny little arty films that people might not have heard of.
Right. And there have been years when that is very much what happens. When you look at the nominations and you think very few of these have made a lot of money and very few of them are going to be familiar to the large audience that they hope to attract for the ceremony on TV.
In fact, that's why they expanded to 10 a couple of years ago. And I think a lot of
Best
people...
Best Picture nominations.
I think a lot of people were kind of hoping that The Force Awakens would be nominated for
the latest Star Wars movie.
It would sort of guarantee a huge audience for the Oscars on television.
When we move from the Best Picture nominees to the nominations for Best Actor and Actress and Supporting Actor and Actress, the big story seems to be that for the second year running, there is not one nominated performer who isn't white.
And I think people knew this might happen, but we're holding out hope for a couple of different performances, probably most especially Idris Elba in Beasts of No Nation or my personal pick, Michael B. Jordan in Creed, who's fantastic.
Bob, why do you think these actors of color consistently get passed over when it comes Oscar nomination time?
Well, the folks who are voting on the Oscars are overwhelmingly white, are overwhelmingly male, are overwhelmingly older. That's a sort of a rationale. You can say, well, okay, there's not a lot of diversity in the folks who are voting. But I think the real reason is there haven't been a lot of opportunities for people of color in Hollywood for years. They're forever doing studies of that. And if they aren't on screen very much, then it's going to be hard for them to get nominated.
When I read through the list of nominations, as we said, there are big blockbuster films that everybody saw. The one movie that really stood out to me that got a lot of nods, and I frankly admit I didn't even know it existed, is Room, which was an adaptation of a book. Let's listen to a clip.
Do you remember how Alice wasn't always in Wonderland?
She fell down, 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 deep in a hole.
Right, well, I wasn't always in Room. I'm like Alice. I was a little girl named Joy.
Nah.
And I lived in a house with my mom and my dad.
Yes, it's an adaptation of an Emma Donoghue novel. She adapted it herself. The young actress who is in that film, Brie Larson, who's also nominated, is fantastic in that movie. It's very wrenching. It's about a woman who's held prisoner for a long time with her young son.
Strangely, Bob, the list of animated films that received nominations this year is kind of obscure.
Yeah, well, actually, what's interesting, Inside Out made it, and everybody sort of expected that. But the other Pixar film that came out, Good Dinosaur, did not make the list. My own personal favorite is Anomalisa, which is a puppet movie that is very adult and is...
By Charlie Kaufman.
Charlie Kaufman. It's every bit as strange as Being John Malkovich was, which is also by Charlie Kaufman.
One interesting note about the animated categories is... There's usually very little love for animated shorts. People don't talk about it a whole lot. Mm-hmm. But one of the few really shining examples of getting out of that experience of exclusively white people making movies about themselves was Sanjay's Super Team, which is the short that played before The Good Dinosaur, which was not nominated. But Sanjay's Super Team is nominated, and that's a fantastic short, and I hope that everybody will get a chance to seek it out.
Before we wrap up, I would like you each to name one nomination you saw on this list and said, yes, and one nomination you saw on this list and said, are you kidding me? Really? Linda, you first.
I think my nomination was probably Room on the list of Best Picture candidates because I just think it's such a good movie and so easily, as you demonstrated, overlooked. And the one that probably frustrated me the most is I admire Steven Spielberg and Tom Hanks and all these people, but to me, Bridge of Spies is not as good as the other movies that are in this Best Picture category. There are other things I would have chosen.
Okay, Bob, your fist pump and your what the what?
I was so excited about Charlotte Rampling getting nominated for 45 years. She is so fantastic in that picture. And the last like 12 seconds of it is just amazing. And the thing that just, I could not believe, how did it get nominated, was in Best Song. The melody challenged Writings on the Wall from Spectre. I swear it doesn't have a melody.
In honor of that, let's go out on Sam Smith's Spectre theme song.
'Cause the writing's on the wall.
NPR's Bob Mondello reviews films for us, and Linda Holmes is our pop culture blogger on Monkey See. Thanks to both of you.
Great to be here.
Thanks, Ari.
That haunt me from my past.